Good morning. This is like the seventh recording of this beatitude. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, to understand this scripture, I would like to use a couple of techniques to dig into the word. First, scripture verifying scripture. It has been a tool used by many Bible scholars to understand the accuracy of the translation or the specific word that are being used to communicate the thought of what the scripture is saying. I don't believe this scripture is speaking about the event of seeing God, because in the book of Revelation, specifically chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, it informs us that John sees everyone standing before the judgment seat of God. So it's not just the pure in heart that will see God. I believe John specifically is saying all humans will see God. Now, second is when you look textually at the scripture and go beneath the English translation, you see that there is a more accurate word to communicate the vernacular. Would be like this: blessed are the pure in heart, for they will perceive God. And it's like someone saying, I see that you're sick. It's something that is observed. So, blessed are the pure in heart. Pure of what? Well, the first and obvious answer would be impurities. And I do believe that God has used many metaphors to speak concerning of impurities, like our God is a refiner's fire. But in this specific case, I believe the impurity that he's talking about are rival agendas, personal agendas, private agendas, any agenda that does not come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. We have used words like blind ambition. I believe ambition for personal gain and advancement will completely blind you to God's provision and his blessing in your life. I do believe it is interesting sometimes when people are so wrapped up in their brokenness and emotional storms that they do not see God in the storm, because their driving agenda is this: to stop the storm or to get out of the storm. And because of that, they don't see God's miraculous provision in the midst of the storm. May God help us to be led by the Spirit to be pure of any agendas or drives that are contrary to the kingdom of God. So on that note, what is the agenda that God wants me to pursue? What is the all-encompassing principle that he wants me to pursue 24 hours a day? Number one, no rivals. It is found in Matthew 6:33. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. You see, to the Vermilion Valley Vineyard, there will be no agenda that will challenge that agenda. For us, we will seek God's kingdom first in his righteousness, because we believe this: in seeking him, we will see him.